I live in Blarney. The kickoff for the tourism season is this weekend, traditionally, because the first tourists start arriving on the buses, and around 100,000 people are expected to visit Ireland this week for St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And whether it's a small rural tractor run or a sold-out concert, there are lots of events for them to enjoy. Newstalk's Josh Crosby has been meeting with those who've travelled here and those who are working on the big day.
My name's Honey and I'm from Manchester and we're just out on a little girls' trip.
And what's the plan? What are you going to be getting up to now over the next few days?
Go drinking, you know, go sightseeing.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan with Wayne State University.
What's been the highlight?
Oh my gosh, the prices of everything. Everything is so much cheaper than in America. Before we got here, you know, we saw videos of people talking about, you know, the prices of housing and everything. But once we landed here, I'm talking like the stuff that would normally cost me an arm and a leg is costing me like 20 euro. It's insane.
So you've been indulging?
A little bit. Yes, yes, yes.
You've been splashing the cash?
Yes, a little bit.
So my daughter's from the Caribbean and I've come from South Africa. Both our first time here. And it's been great. It's been wonderful. And Temple Bar is really great. I came here by myself last night and had a good time.
I've travelled from Chicago. I'm originally from Dublin, so came home just to see what the festivities were like here after being in Chicago for 30 years.
Okay, so the Liffey mightn't be dyed green here like you have in Chicago, but you're still wearing the green here anyway and you're going to be enjoying the festivities.
Absolutely home to support everybody here and have a bit of crack. And just, you know, to revel in all the fun. I can't wait. We're delighted to be home.
There's a buzz across the country as towns and cities prepare for the biggest festival of the year. I've been hearing from some of the team behind the festivities in Dublin.
My name is Aoife Carey and I am the artistic director of St. Patrick's Festival. We have marching bands arriving from America. And they've been preparing for the last 2 years to come over for St. Patrick's Festival. We have groups from like parade companies from all around the country. So we've got people as far up as Malin Head coming, people from Cork, Wexford, Waterford. They're all on their way up to Dublin over the next couple of days. So it has a huge impact. I mean, we have a huge amount of overseas visitors who come to Dublin specifically for the St. Patrick's Festival. So the economic impact on Dublin itself is huge. It goes into the millions just for the couple of days. But then the wider impact that we have, we're supporting a lot of arts organisations.
Aoife Carey has a busy few days ahead and so does everyone else working this bank holiday.
Everything green. Hats, scarves, ties, stockings, the whole lot.
Leprechaun hats?
Everything. Everything. Leprechaun is the best seller.
What about a little bit of shamrock?
It's too expensive. You'd have to go down to Kerry and get me a bit and bring it back up.
And would you have sold it in the past?
Yeah, you've sold loads of shamrock, but not anymore. You can't get it. It's too expensive to buy.
And are people asking for it?
Ah, they're always asking for it, yeah. The police now love a little bit of shamrock.
Are you seeing many tourists come in now?
Ah, you'll see them all now from tomorrow. And then there'll be loads in. All the American. All the French, the Brazilians, the North Africans, the South Africans. They're from all over the world, everywhere. Comes to Ireland, they love Ireland.
My name is Stephen O'Dowd. I play guitar, among a few other instruments, and I'm from Sligo, County Sligo.
And Stephen, I suppose this is nearly like Christmas for musicians this weekend. You've got a busy few days ahead.
Busy enough. I'm on doing a few gigs with D. Armstrong across Dublin and Kilkenny, so kept busy.
And what's it like working now over the St. Patrick's Day festivities? I'm sure like there's plenty of tourists and you're meeting some new faces, getting your work out there.
Yeah, it's kind of, well, this one in particular, because I'll be travelling about around for it, you know. Normally at home in Sligo, you'd be doing maybe three gigs or so throughout the day, kind of. So you'd be meeting plenty of people in all sorts of states, you know.
Do you get to fit in a bit of partying yourself?
Ah, if you want, you know, if you're in the humour.
There are events throughout the country all weekend, with the National Parade taking place in Dublin from midday on Monday. I popped into one of the groups rehearsing for the big day.
Come on, everyone. Lots of smiles. This is Eddie McGuinness here. I'm the creative director of the Outing the Queer Arts Collective, part of St. Patrick's Day. We are here in Cedar College. We have international students plus our LGBT community coming together to celebrate what is St. Patrick's Day. Diversity and inclusion, we're going to celebrate on our big day.
And I can see it already. You can see the effort that's been put in here. Like, so what can people expect now on the day? Is there a certain theme?
This year's theme is, of course, an adventure. And ours is an adventure of love, the story of marriage equality. We're celebrating 10 years of marriage equality here in Ireland. St. Patrick's Day with style.
And that was Josh Crosby. Getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. Kind of got you in the mood a little bit. I'm more ready for it now than I was, Shane.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. One of the best weekends of the year, without doubt.